Dr. Bill, it is a Friday, and we have a ton of guests in for the semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale for this first weekend in October. What kind of number are you putting on it? Between 1 and 2? Obviously, 2.0 is the perfect weekend. What do you have?
Well, the positive thing, and this is really good, is the temperatures staying in the mid-80s and cooling into the 60s at night. So that's really good. We will have some sunshine. Negative, well, some showers, particularly on Sunday. And it'll be a little bit more humid as we go through the weekend. So I'm going to go with a 1 point.
Okay.
8160.
1.8160. Yeah. This was a difficult one, Doc, for folks who were guessing. Some were thinking really low. Some were thinking we'd be closer to where we were yesterday. So I think right there with a B minus, that sounds about right.
Yeah, that looks pretty much the way it's going to be. But I think the big thing this weekend will be the temperatures being very, very comfortable.
Yeah, and you'll want to stay on the line for this, Dr. Bill. First time in semi-regionally famous weekend weather scale history, we have bullseyes 2 weeks in a row.
Whoa.
Yes.
No kidding.
We do.
And there's
bullseye.
There it is, the bullseye sounder. Pat guessing 1.8160.
Wow.
Right on the money. Congratulations, Pat. And that's 2 weeks in a row, Dr. Bill. They might be on the same wavelength as you now. I'm starting to figure it out.
Again, Doc, they are your students. They're your class, and they're paying close attention to you. Thanks again, Doc, and you have a great weekend, okay?
All right, you too now. Take care.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with his forecast, bringing it our way twice an hour, every hour, right here on FM Talk 106.5.
As an instructor, that's a point of pride.
It is.
Someone in the class is getting it to the point where they're nailing it.
We might be to the point sometime soon where listeners can start applying for jobs at TV stations, I think, as meteorologists. So congratulations, Pat. That was right on the money. And Dr. Bill's weather scale and hurricane update brought to you by Ben Murphy Roofing. Ben will be in next hour talking about the Strengthen Alabama Homes grant program for fortified roofs. He'll tell you what we need to have on hand if you're wanting to apply for those next week. If you want to see some of the work they do, check them out on their Facebook page, facebook.com/BenMurphyCO, and their website, BenMurphyCO.com.
Here's another happy customer review for Ben Murphy Roofing. Quote, Ben Murphy and crew did an excellent job for us, re-roofing our house to fortified. He showed me the materials he was using and explained why it would make our home more resilient. Ben was on site for the job, which was done on schedule. Cleanup was impeccable. They were prompt, careful, left a clean work site, and very helpful. I would highly recommend a fortified roof by Ben Murphy if you're in the market for a new roof or home. Ben Murphy Roofing. Call today, 943-7144, or online, benmurphyco.com.